Everybody ready?
大家准备好了吗？我们要开始上课
了。So we're going to get back to Noah.
好，我们现在回来谈谈诺亚。
But actually, I'm just going to reintroduce them very briefly, and then we're going to go into the doctrines relating to different kinds of righteousness and sanctification.
好，我们先简单的从这个概念讲起，然后我们再去从这个圣经里面比较仔细的经句来看什么是公义。
So getting back, just to go back a step to verse 7, this is Genesis chapter 6, verse 7.
我们现在从创世纪的六章七节来看。
And Jehovah, that's the Lord Jehovah, this is Jesus Christ, said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth.
从这个约和华说呢，我将会把人给毁坏，而他们呢是我所创造的。然后从地球的表面。
Yeah, now I said Jehovah here represents Jesus Christ. Remember, God is the author of the plan, but everything was made through the Son, through Jesus Christ.
好，刚才呢 ，Tim 有讲说，这边所提到的耶和华其实是三位一体的神里面的圣子。原因呢是圣父他是整个计划的创造者。但是他的执行者却是他的圣子。
Colossians 1:16 tells us very clearly that all things were created by him and through him and for him, meaning Jesus Christ.
By him, and, through him,
and for him.
For him.
You can check that up in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16.
哥罗西书里面的
1:16.
第一章十六节里面有提到说所有的事情都是被他经过他为了他所创造的。
Jesus Christ is like the agent of God the Father in the creation of everything.
所以耶稣基督呢其实呢就好像是我们天父的代表人来做执行这所有的天父的计划。
And it's interesting how in Genesis 1, we see that God, now this is talking about God the Father in Genesis 1, how God spoke and things were created through the words of his mouth. Or the word, actually it's the word of his mouth.
That's the Father.
Yeah.
我们也知道在创世纪里面提到说我们的天父经由他的开口说话就创造了这个世界这个宇宙。
By his word. Yeah, he created through his word or by his word.
就是所以是由他的话语就创造了这一切。
And remember, Jesus is the Word. That's Logos in John chapter 1. See, Jesus is the Word.
Word.
Word. W-O-R-D.
Word.
Jesus is the Word.
而耶稣呢也是他的话语。
Because remember that word Logos. It's one of those Greek words you must have in your vocabulary.
所以大家要记得这个字 Logos. L-O-G-O-S. 这个字呢就是话语就是字。就是 word, W-O-R-D 的意思。
Like in John chapter 1, verse starts off in verse 1 and goes through those first few verses. They call him Tao, like Jesus is the Tao, I guess. But actually, it's Logos, he's the word.
像约翰福音里面说的耶稣就是道，这个道就是 Logos 在原文里面。Logos 就是字，就是话语。
Okay, so there we can see the connection, how God creates things through his word, which is Jesus Christ.
而这就让我们可以看到这个关联性了，就是上帝他创造经由他的 Logos, 他的话语，而这个话语就是道，道就是耶稣。
We see in verse 6-7, Genesis chapter 6 verse 7, he's going to destroy everything to blot it out.Because he's repented that he made them.
好，在这边讲到说，耶和华他要将所有在地球表面的这些人类是，也是他所创造的人类呢，都把它去除。
Remember, we had that word naham, and the verb in English repent. They translate it in a few different ways, but really, what it means is that God is going to change everything.
而他呢，神呢，他耶稣呢，他。他是后悔的，这个 repent 这被翻译成很多种哈。那 naham 哈，这个其实是基本上他并不是 真的后悔，因为神他做没有事情是不会后悔的，所以其实他原文的意思就是说他要把它收回，要把它给换掉。
Yeah, remember in this verse, and we see a lot of other verses in this passage, they use anthropopathism, which is basically saying that we're using human emotion to describe God's will.
而这个地方我们也之前就提到过很多次呢，就是说圣经呢其实是用拟人化的方式来表达神的情绪，那其实神也是没有情绪的，他却用人会有的情绪来表达说为什么神会想要收回他之前所创造的。
Yeah, because of course God doesn't regret, God doesn't make mistakes, you know, God's thinking is perfect, but he needs to destroy what's on the earth and start again.
好，我们都讲过，就是神他是完美，他思维是完美完整的，他不会有任何的后悔，他所有做的都是他自己非常确定应该要做的。然后呢，所以在这个地方，他其实不是后悔，而是说他要改变，他要做不一样的事。
And the emphasis, of course, is that he needs to wipe out the Nephilim, that's the half-caste angel human children.Because human civilization needs to be maintained, it needs to continue.
好，所以呢，神他其实呢是要改变的原因，是为了要把这些半人半堕落天使的这些 Nephilim 把它给全部的毁掉，然后呢，他要保存人类的血脉。
In the previous session we had, we talked about conspiracy theories. Now this is a big conspiracy that Satan is using his minions to infiltrate into humanity to prevent, basically to prevent the cross, to prevent our salvation. He wants to stop the human, real humans from reproducing.
好，那这个呢其实是撒旦很大很大的一个阴谋，因为他就是要把会从人类血脉生出的耶稣基督 的未来的存在截断这个可能性，所以他要经由这些堕落天使与人类的交合而生出这种非正统人类的这个拿弗林。
And you can imagine at the time, for example, some girl, you know, she wants to marry one of these angels and start a family with them, but the father's saying, oh no, you can't do that.
就想想在当时人类的女儿们她们都想要跟那些很漂亮的堕落天使们结婚生子，然后呢父亲呢要告诉他们的女儿不可以这样做。
And maybe the father's trying to explain, you know, you can see all these other Nephilim on the earth at the moment and humanity is being destroyed, and how are we going to have our savior if you continue like this, if there just continues to be more Nephilim?
我们可以想象他父亲就要劝导他的女儿说你不能够跟这些天使结婚，因为你这样的话会造成未来我们没有纯人类的孩子。
And the father saying, this is a plan of Satan, you can't do this.
然后父亲会说这是撒旦的计划，你不可以做。
And the daughter saying, oh, that's fake news, that's just a conspiracy theory.
然后呢这个女儿就跟他父亲这个说啊，这个是假新闻啦，啊，这个绝对不需要遵从的。
Because she's having her emotions clouded, she's not thinking properly. She's fallen in love with this angel.
所以呢，她基本上这个女儿等于是被她的情感或情绪所这个遮蔽了双眼，所以她无法拒绝这些。堕落的天使。
And the father could be suggesting, look, here's this young man over here, maybe the son of Noah, one of Noah's sons, like it could be Shem, for example. And he says, you could marry this guy, he's a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and his family's really blessed.
那也许这个父亲呢，就跟这个女儿讲说，啊，这边有一个很好的年轻人，你应该跟他结婚，啊，是诺亚家族的人，也许是诺亚的第一个儿子闪，啊，然后说你应该要跟他结婚，他们是非常好的信徒。
But the daughter said, oh no, he's just not handsome. He's nowhere near as handsome and nowhere near as strong as the angel over here.
然后那个女儿就说，诺亚他们家族的人怎么能够跟那些天使比呢？既不够帅，也不够有能力。
And so Shem gets married to somebody else, of course.
所以后来闪当然他还是有娶到一个太太哦。
And this daughter goes off and she gets married to the angel and then she gets destroyed in the flood.
然后呢那个女生呢去嫁给了某一个堕落天使，然后他们就后来被这个大洪水给杀光了。
Now that story is not in the Bible.
这故事当然没有被写在圣经里。
Okay, but I'm just giving you an illustration or an example of what exactly could have happened.
他 King 只是给我们一个这样子的一个描述，让大家了解在当时发生了什么事。
Okay, but the thing was that God had to destroy all of those Nephilim because they were destroying the line of humanity.
而且呢，就是神呢，在这个状况下，他是必须要把那些拿弗林都给杀死，否则的话呢，人类的整个血脉就会真的没了。
And before this event happens, God knew it was going to happen billions and billions of years before he even created the universe. And he also knew that Noah was going to be a part of his plan.
而我们可以想象呢，上帝他是一个先 是全知的，所以在几千亿年前他也就知道呢，诺亚将会是他计划中很重要的一个部分。
This is why it's always comforting. This is encouraging for us to know that we're on the right side of history. We're on a team of God. God knows everything. And so we're always going to be safe.
这也让我们觉得非常的安慰，就是呢，神其实 是全知的，什么都知道的，所以我们是最终是会被安全的救赎的。
Despite all these turmoils that are going on in this year 2020, we don't really know exactly what's going to happen from day to day or month to month, but God does.
这也让我们能够有所安慰的，就是在2020这么多这个恐怖事件在同时在发生的时候呢，虽然神没有让我们知道每天每月会发生一些什么事情，但是我们知道神他都是知道的。
God has a solution for every problem that you could ever have.
而且神知道所有我们将会发生的问题都他都可以提供我们解决之道。
Just like God provided a solution for Noah and his family.
就像神会提供诺亚跟他家庭的这些成员他们对于整个生命生活的解决之道。
See, Noah and his family, they were believers.
因为诺亚他们全家都是非常好的信徒。
And that comes out in verse 8, we see Noah found grace, just like we found grace when we believed in Jesus Christ.
所以在这边呢，六章第八节就说了，诺亚他们，他看见，他发现了恩典。
We had this verse earlier. Remember, to find grace is really, that's the moment that you accept. You're given the gospel message, and somebody says, you don't have to change to be good. Jesus Christ took the punishment for your sins. That's grace, and you believe. That's when you found grace.
好，所谓的恩典，就当我们相信了耶稣基督的时候，我们就被给了福音。也就是这个福音呢，让我们知道说，耶稣基督会把我们所有的罪都承担了，然后让我们会得到这样的恩典。
Okay, and we've also established that Noah wasn't just a believer, but he became a great believer as well.
而且在这里我们也知道呢，诺亚呢，他不只是成为了一个信徒，而且他是成为了一个伟大的信徒。
Remember, we looked at his grandfather and his great-great-grandfather. It was like Methuselah and Enoch, for example. And as great believers, they would have been teaching Noah from a very young age.
而且我们也都提到说，诺亚呢，他从他的这个祖父那个马土沙拉，甚至他的曾祖父以诺那边，他都学习了非常多有关神告诉他们的事情。
And also, we have God telling us that Noah was great in verse 9 here as well.
而且在六章九节呢，也看到圣经告诉我们说，诺亚是一个非常棒的信徒。
Okay. Now, in the Hebrew, often the way that they put things out, it's not straightforward. It doesn't always happen in chronological order.
我们要知道那个这个圣经里面在写事情的时候，它不见得是完全按照那个时间发生的次序在写。
But what I'll do here, we'll just look at what verse 9 is saying, and then we're going to look at certain aspects of that. It looks a bit disjointed, so we'll have to go through it slowly.
好，我们这边呢要慢慢的来讲，因为它有些次序有点不太按照次序写。
All right, now the first statement it says here, these are the generations of Noah.Okay, so that's 6-9.
好，我们来看这个创世纪六章九节，诺亚的事迹记在下面。诺亚是近前的，在当代是个完全人。诺亚与神同行。
There's about four different things that are being said in this verse, so we have to sort of look at it separately.
好，这一共呢有四件事情写在这个句子里，所以我们要一句一句的来了解。
Now the first one says these are the generations of Noah, but I want to put that to the end, and we'll look at that later.
好，这一句话呢，第一句话，这个有两个翻译，一个是说诺亚的后代记在下面，或者说诺亚的事迹记在下面，这句话我们等会儿再来讲。
Yeah, but what that statement is referring to actually is that the line of Noah, down from the time of Adam and down through his son. So we're talking about the line of humanity. That's really what it's talking about.
但这一句话不管怎么说呢，诺亚的事迹或者是后代都是在讲的是说从亚当夏娃到诺亚到他的后代，他其实是在讲的是人类的血脉。
Okay, but, and then it says Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations.
好，所以呢，他接下来讲的是说，诺亚是一个义人，在那个世代，他是一个完全完美的人。
See, the perfect in his generations, that again relates to the perfect DNA or the genetic structure. The perfect humanity coming down, perfect in his generations. It relates to the physical passing down of the human gene.
所以他这边提到说这个诺亚是在那个世代的一个完美的人。他讲的完美其实是他的 DNA, 他的遗传因子是一个完美的人。
And then we have the statement, and Noah walked with God.
然后还有一句最重要的后面这一句是诺亚与神同行。
If you're walking with God, that means you're a great believer.
如果你能与神同行的话，就代表的是你是一个非常棒的一个信徒。
Yet most people are walking the my way highway. I mentioned that phrase in the first session.
大部分的人呢都是走在 my way highway 上的哈，就是我自己的高速公路上的。
Yeah, because you're saying, well, yeah, I know what God wants me to do. In some cases, they don't know what God wants them to do, but they're walking in the other direction. They're not walking with God.
因为很多人呢，他明明知道神要我们怎么做，但他却不按照神所给我们的意志来做，他就走他自己爱走的路。
And God is walking off in that direction. He's saying, well, come on, follow me. But you're saying, no, no, today I'm walking in my way highway. Just like yesterday and just like I'll do tomorrow.
明明神呢告诉我说哦我今天该走这条路。但是我呢我却跟神说我今天要走我自己的高速公路。然后呢就像我昨天前天大前天一样我都还是要走我自己的路。
Yeah, okay. So if you're walking with God as Noah was doing, all of his thinking and all of his decision making was in, we say in step. That's a walking reference as well. He was in step with God.
好所以呢这边在讲的是诺亚呢确实每一步都跟着神要他走的路来走。
Okay, so I'll come back to the way I've set it up in the English here.
好我们回来这个 PPT.
That this is the same verse. So, I'll look at this one here first. Noah was a righteous man.
好这边写的英文说诺亚是一个公义之士。
Okay, now the word righteous in the Hebrew there is tzedek. It's a literal translation of the word righteous.
好这个公义呢这个字就是一个很直接的一个翻译。
And there's different kinds of righteousness.
那有所谓的公义呢就是正义呢有哪些呢这边有分成三种。
From the Bible, we can very clearly see, actually, there's three kinds of righteousness.
好我们从圣经里面我们可以非常清楚的看到那有三种非常重要的把公义可以分成三种。
Okay, so three kinds of righteousness as mentioned in the Bible.
好在圣经里的确有很明确的告诉我们三种正义公义。
Now this is talking about in terms of God's righteousness. There's also like a human righteousness or a fake righteousness, but that's not what I'm talking about. See, in Isaiah 64:6, for example, it talks about there's this fake righteousness that people try to get through human works.
But it doesn't mention.
No, not in these three.
我们在谈的是神所定义下的公义。好并不是有一些人会有那种假的公义啊的这些说法，所以我们现在讲的是真的公义。
Okay, so there's three kinds of real righteousness.
所以有三种真的公义。
Okay, and the first is imputed or perfect righteousness.
第一种呢是被 imputed.
Imputed. So that's what God gives you as a legal imputation.
好，这个呢，第一种是由神给我们的 完美的公义。
And then you have experiential righteousness, which is happening as you develop your spiritual life and apply what you're learning.
好，第二种呢是经验所得的公义，这是经由我们
by means of the spiritual life, really.
我们的属灵生活里面学习而来的。
And then you have ultimate righteousness, which when you get to heaven, there's going to be no more sin.
然后第三种呢是终极的公义，这是当我们去了天堂的时候，天堂是 不可能有任何的罪的，不会有任何的这个邪恶的，所以那是叫做终极的公义。
Okay, so I'll bring you back to this chart, which you should be familiar with.
我们现在回来看看这一个过去曾经看过的一张表。
Okay, because from this one we can move to another chart, which clearlyWe say delineates or clearly shows us the different kinds of righteousness.
我们先看这张表，等会儿再来看各种不同公义的另外一张表。
Okay, so you have the three phases of the spiritual life or the Christian life.
我们这边就以前讲过的哈，我们的这个基督徒的生命可以分成三个阶段。
Okay, and you should understand this already. I've taught this quite a few times.
大家，我们这个复习过几次喽。
Remember phase one, that's your salvation, and that takes just as long as it takes you to make that decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
第一个阶段呢，就是我们得救，这是一个我们只花了 0.7 秒就做下来的决定。
And like with any decision, once you have all the facts, then it's just a matter of saying, well, do I believe these facts are true or not? And in the case of the gospel message, you understand it, and then you say yes.
就是当我们有了一些事实我们就可以下一个决定说我们相不相信这些事实。当我们相信了这个事实的那一刻，就是比如说像我们听到了这个福音，我们相信了福音，那个决定下下去的时候我们就得救了。
And then you have phase two. So that's from the time that you believed in Jesus Christ, that you got your salvation, to the time that you die.
那第二阶段呢是属灵的生活，这就是当我们呢在得救的那一刻，就是相信了耶稣基督得救起算起一直到我们死的最后那一天，中间的过程都是属于第二阶段属灵生活的阶段。
And you're only living the spiritual life if you're filled with the Holy Spirit and applying doctrine.
所以呢当我们呢一直能够在圣灵充满之下呢，我们就可以一直过着非常属灵的生活。
I'll tell you what, I've got this thing in my throat, so just stop for a break and then I'll come back in 10 minutes.
好，我们必须要休息一下下。
Okay, so we'll just stop there.